Phoneboy Speaks, episode 65, Long Live Symbian. The first smartphone I ever owned was actually a Symbian device. Now, I had the benefit of working for the world's largest mobile phone manufacturer at the time, Nokia. I had a smartphone before people even knew what a smartphone was. Definitely a long, sorted history there, and I've had probably 20 or 30 different Nokia phones of various vintages of Symbian or S60 or whatever you want to call it for that period of time. And of course, now Symbian's definitely in decline. The last Symbian phone that Nokia has sold is the Nokia 808, which was the PureView. It had the 41 megapixel camera, and that was definitely the end of the line for Symbian. Although the reality is, there's so many Symbian phones out there. They estimate that there's still at least 100 million Symbian phones out there that people are using. And Nokia is still selling them. They're not selling in great numbers, obviously, but they are being sold. And people are still buying them, obviously. And I assume people are still using them. Because, let's face it, these things are an investment. And if you don't need all the whiz-bang features or don't want all the whiz-bang features, but you need a couple of things, then Symbian's pretty good. Certainly, for social media applications, you can't do better than buying Gravity, which is an app that I've purchased probably five times over the last 5 years or something, and for various handsets, and it works really well. And there's some features on there that I wish were on other things, but obviously these days. I wouldn't expect new applications to be developed on Symbian. There's just no market for it. But that doesn't mean that Symbian's going to die just because people aren't making new applications for it, or at least popular ones that you hear about. It doesn't mean people A, aren't developing for Symbian, and B, people aren't buying things that are Nokia Symbian related. And as I say, there's 100 million plus Symbian devices still out there, and I've got a few of them here. Unfortunately, because I switched my main cell phone service over to Verizon, can't use them very often. I have to wait until I go to foreign countries or use my TruePhone SIM to use them. But they don't get a lot of daily use from me anymore just because it's not convenient for me to do so. But, again, just because they're not selling it doesn't mean people aren't using it. And there's a lot of things that are like that. And I suspect that there's going to be some people, and myself included, that they're going to I'm going to hang on to my Symbian devices, the couple that I have left that I still like. I've got a Nokia E7, which that one's got some issues with it, but it kind of reminds me of the old Nokia communicator, and it's got an 8 megapixel camera and stuff like that. So it's not a bad little device. And then I've got the granddaddy of smartphones, as far as I'm concerned, the Nokia N95. Okay, there's other phones that were the old communicators, but as far as like something in a sort of a feature phone size or whatever, I mean the N95 still has a pretty decent camera. It's a 5 megapixel camera. It's got media buttons on it, so you can start, stop, and move forward with media and stuff. I mean, and when I travel with that phone, it's still a useful phone. For in limited data situations, it's very miserly on data. Unlike my iPhone, the minute I turn on, if I turned on roaming data, I'd probably have a bill of like $500 in 5 minutes. And we don't need that. That's something Symbian's been historically very good at, is being able to utilize very narrow pipes and only use data when absolutely necessary and not just for everything. So I'll say, even though I've long since moved to an iPhone, I did that about 4 years ago when I came over to Checkpoint from Nokia. That was, I still will use Nokia devices probably for at least another 5 years, or at least until GSM completely goes away, which it probably won't. I'm sure some part of the world somewhere will be using it. And I assume there's going to be Symbian phones in people's hands for many years to come. It may not be the whiz-blang thing, and it may not be as popular as iOS or Android or even Windows Phone or BlackBerry. God, those things are trying to come back. But Symbian's not going anywhere. It just may not be the thing that everybody's talking about. But people, especially longtime Symbian fans like myself, we still have a fondness in our heart for Symbian, even though obviously it's Nokia has left it for dead by the side of the road. People are still going to be using it for many years to come, and so I don't think Symbian's not really dead. but it's, you know, it's, you know, I think it will live on for as long as people will power up their devices and use them, and or as long as the batteries hold out, maybe. But anyway, yeah, I don't think, you know, Symbian, as I say, it's not selling, but it's not going anywhere either. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.